Hello, everyone. Welcome to Truckers Church. I apologize, there hasn't been any new messages up on the website lately. I've been out traveling the past couple weeks, but we're back today, and today we're going to be talking from the book of Daniel. And this is called Men on Fire. This is a hard time to be a man. Men are expected to be strong. We're expected to be independent, self-made, unmoved, and strong. We're supposed to be big on things, achievements, and moving up the ladder. Dependence on anything else or anybody else is seen as a sign of weakness. And we end up with a bunch of disillusioned men. The ideals of the world never materialize. We have men who are burnt out on love, burnt out on life, and burnt out on faith. So what we need is some hope. I think God's Word can give men hope today. Let's look at Daniel chapter 3, verses 1 all the way to 30. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all of the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, you should fall down and worship the gold image of the king Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace." So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, and the lyre, and the symphony, with all kinds of music, all the people and nations and languages fell down and worshipped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, and the psaltery, and symphony, with all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in a rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now if you are ready, at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, and the psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made good, but if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and other garments, and they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king." "Look," he answered, "I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. And the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together. And they saw these men, on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants, who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Our scripture today tells us about three men who find themselves in a similar position men find themselves today. The story centers around the idea of fire. There are two different fires burning here in this passage. Let's look at these fires. The building of the fire starts with the building of a golden image. We can compare this to the ideas the world has for men today. Let's look at verses 1 through 7 again. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, and all the officials to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar set up. So the satraps, administrators, and governors, and counselors, and judges, and magistrates, and all the officials gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people of nations and language, that the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, and the psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, and the lyre, and the symphony with all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So here we have conforming to the world. Everybody's doing it. You got to fit in. It's something everybody's doing, so everybody's going to do what everybody else is doing. It's rebellion against God. Do what you want to. pride, you are your own man. These are the ideas that the world has for men today, like dance to the music, you follow the world. The world has researched and found the best way to get ahead, do it our way, conform to our standards, lower your own standards. These ideas that the world has for men today, these are the fires that men have to deal with today in the world. Next, we're going to look at verses 8 through 15. Therefore, at the time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in a rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods and worship the gold image which I have set up? Now if you're ready, at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, and psaltery, and symphony, with all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the gods who will deliver you from my hands? So this is just like the betrayal by the world that we deal with today. People are watching. They want to see you conform. They are enraged by our beliefs and practices. They're thinking like, how can you believe that in a day like this? You really believe living like that makes a difference? This is the kind of things we hear for our faith. They are furious that we insist on right and wrong. They say things like, how dare you judge me? And this is the 21st century. There are no standards except mine. They want to force us into their mold. Be like us or be left. Don't buck the system. They mock our God. They say things like, you think God's going to make a difference? They use his name only when they're cussing somebody. They take his name in vain. The three men in the fire, they dared to be different. They were on fire too, but from a different source. We need men on fire from God and for God. We need men who have a real faith in God. Verses 16 and 17. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. They didn't answer without considering the consequences. They had counted the cost. We need to understand the consequences, and we need to prepare for the pressure. They were courageous in their answer, and we need some men who with courage today, men who are not shaped by the world, but shaped the Word. They rested their lives in God's hands. We need men who trust God. We need men filled with the Holy Spirit. We need men who are born again. And we need men who follow the Lord. We also need men who will not sell out. Look at verse 18. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. They weren't going to sell out their faith no matter what. They were comfortable with whatever God determined to do. God didn't promise it would always be easy. Faith brings persecution. Persecution brings faith. Whatever may come, they were totally committed to God. Are you totally committed to God? Are you strong enough to rest in Christ? Are you selling out today? Is God enough? These men were thrown into the fire. If we put God first, we will feel the heat. Let's read verses 19 through 23 again. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded them to heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats or trousers and their turbans and other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, before the king's command was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. The world is enraged by our faith, just like Nebuchadnezzar was enraged by their faith. And he had the furnace heated up 7 times more. He was in a rage because their faith was strong. The world's enraged by our faith. They increase the heat and they apply the pressure to us. They throw us into the fire. Let's see what your God will do now. We'll force you or we'll kill your faith. That's how the world reacts to us. They had company in the fire. Remember, Nebuchadnezzar saw a 4th man like the Son of God in the fire. We're not alone in the fire of this world. Jesus is in there with us. He is with us in our trials, no matter what we're going through. The world sees Jesus best when we're in the fire. They were untouched by the fire, not a hair singed, untouched by the flames. Their garments were still complete. The fire of the world can't burn the righteousness of God away. There wasn't a smell of fire on them. Men of fire will not be influenced. We won't be scarred by the world's fire. Their witness is upheld. God's power is seen. The testimony of God is witnessed, and their position is increased. People see the result of God's work in our life. People want what we've got. God will use men on fire to draw men to himself. The fire of the world is hot, but the fire of God is greater. We need men filled with this fire of God. We need men who place their very lives in the hand of God. We need men who take back this world for Christ, and men who will take a stand for Jesus Christ. Are you that man?